May 18th, Fragment 4. Oxen are happy when they find bitter vetches to eat. For several days after that, he avoided conversation. He rose before the sun, and spent all day on the sea, casting his nets out of habit, checking the traps he had built out of fire-hardened driftwood. He took his noon meal in the boat, as it bobbed back and forth on an anchor, and let the spray salt his food. On the second day, he hunted two otters, but let them go when he saw a young pup with them. When the sun was high, he untied his hair and let it fan across his neck. Each night, before going home, he would pull the boat up onto the shale shore and tie it to a post. Then he would take his meat up the stone path towards his house. When he reached the sward, he would continue on, up past the house where she waited for him, where the fire outside was always smoking, towards the small cave where he had hidden trinkets in his youth. He put his takings inside the cave, noted the ice from the last winter still inside, packed in sawdust. He sealed it up against vermin and went back down. His wife waited, but when he entered without knocking, he shook his head and poured himself a small drink from the rough kettle on the fire. She knew he would be tired after a long and fruitless day, and said nothing. This went on for 3 days. On the fourth day, while hooded in his boat, eating his lunch near the cape where the cliffs rose highest, a seal rose from the sea near him. In its mouth was a fish. For a long second, the man stared at the seal as it bobbed there, and the seal stared back with marble eyes. Then it dropped the fish in the boat, barked once, and dove. The fish flopped in the boat, gasping. He stared at it, and watched as blood streamed from its side, until it lay still. That night, after long consideration, he brought the fish home to his wife. He gave the traditional knock on the door of the house. She opened the door, and saw the fish in his hand, and smiled. Her hand opened and beckoned him in, and she gave the response for her husband returning with food. "How's the water?" In the calm harbor, the seal barked in the twilight.